a 3,000 yard passer, competent offensive line play, it's time for another barn takeover.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it this day after Christmas edition. Hope everybody enjoyed the holiday, got to spend time with family and friends, traveled safely, made it back home. If you're going back to work today, bless you. And we're going to have some fun, though. I'm going to keep the Christmas theme going for at least one more day. I posed this question on the barn. This is a barn takeover edition, Christmas edition. And I asked him, what is an Auburn sports theme gift that you would like, to see in the coming year? What is something that you would like to have that you haven't seen in a while? Things like that. And then the answers are really good. So we're going to go through those and we're going to discuss them here in just a second. But we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Got two coupon codes for you, just a little bit longer through December. You have TNR Casino, which is a 300% deposit bonus in the casino. Whatever you give them, multiply it by three. That's what you get in free play. And we also have Next Round for a 50% deposit bonus anywhere. So definitely take that free play, take advantage of it, win big, and then go play in the sports book and have a lot of fun throughout the rest of the playoffs, bowl season, NFL playoffs, Super Bowl, all that good stuff. Or I guess I can't say that. We'll say the big game. But check them out. It's mybookie.ag. So let's jump into it. I asked again, what's something in 2025 as a Christmas wish you would like to see with Auburn Athletics? And these are the answers I got, and I think you will all be able to relate to a lot of these. First one, Jackson Short. I want Jackson Arnold to pass for 3,000 yards and have a 3-to-1 touchdown-to-interception ratio. Going big. Hey, why not? You can't get it if you don't ask. This is how you make the playoff, in my opinion. Jackson, I agree with you, buddy. Look, the 3,000-yard passer has been elusive for Auburn, which is crazy to me, especially with a 12-game season, because it's only 250 yards a game. It's not really asking a ton. I feel like it's not really asking a ton out of an offense to get to that 3,000-yard mark. Now, last year was the first year of truly running Hugh Freeze's offense, and I think had you not benched Peyton Thorne, you would have got there. You would have got there in 12 games, and I think that should be encouraging because of the fact that, hey, if you have an opinion on the type of quarterback that Peyton was, or you saw some of the struggles that he had, he was still able to get close to that 3,000-yard mark, and had he not been benched for a game and a half, he would have gotten there. So can Jackson Arnold be a little bit better than that? Can Jackson Arnold be a lot better than that? It should give you a little bit of confidence that, hey, that 3,000-yard passer mark may not be that far off. The 3-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio is steep. But think about this. I think Peyton had 21 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. Two of those interceptions were off receivers' hands. If Cam catches two of those passes that are deflected into interceptions, you're at 3-to-1 right there. I believe I did that math right. 21 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. I think that's how that ratio works. That'd be 3 touchdowns to every 1 interception. So maybe this seems, when you read it on face, it seems like it's super far away. Maybe it's not that far away. Maybe it's just a little bit of another year with these receivers. A little bit better offensive line, which there's definitely some offensive line themed questions here in just a second. And hey, maybe just a little bit better quarterback play. Maybe you're not really that far off from getting there in this offense. You heard Bo Wallace back before, you know, a while back, not this most recent outburst, but a while back, he said, hey, if you just make the right decisions, you can throw for 3,000 yards in this offense off of run calls. So maybe it's not that far off. Maybe we'll get it, Jackson. I'm hoping we'll see it again soon. Stidham got it, but he got it in the bowl game. Like he went off in the bowl game, and that's what got him over that 3,000 yard passer mark, which is great. But I want to get it in the regular season. I want to light folks up through the air. That's always been something that I've hoped for as an Auburn fan. So we'll see what we get. Maybe we're not that far off. P. Diddy 98. Look, I'm sure that's probably part of your name. Like you're I'm sure that's probably something to do with your name, but maybe it's time to look at a name change. It might be time to just make up something. Auburn fan 247 or something like that. We'll see. But anyway, I digress. He's not asking for much. P. Diddy's not asking for much. He's just asking for competent offensive line play. He asks, I would like competent offensive line play. I'm with you, my man. I'm with you. Stacks did decrease from last year or from 2 years ago to this past year. That's a little bit better. Still too much. Still giving up too many sacks when you know you have to throw it. But this is the thing. This is the thing that I want. Okay. When we talk about competent offensive line play. Last year, Jarquez averaged what, over 6 yards a carry, something like that. When you got inside the 20s, that dropped down to about 2.5 yards a carry. Now, I know some of those are 1 yard carries for touchdowns. Not many, but some of them are that. But I say all that to say, what I want to see offensive line play again at Auburn to where we have to run it. They know we have to run it, and they can't do anything about it. It's been a long time. I guess 2017 is probably the last offensive line to where they knew we were going to run the ball, and we were going to run the ball, and there's nothing they could do to stop it. Just we would push you around all over the place. I'm ready for that type of offensive line play again at Auburn. And I'm not saying we're that close to being there, but I think with the addition of, obviously, Xavier Chaplin, and then this most recent development that we're going to talk about in just a second, I think Auburn has a chance to get closer to that. You got guys that are going to be able to play their natural positions. You got Dylan Wade, who finally can hopefully play on the interior. Connor Lew with another year. Jeremiah Wright, and then the competition in general at right guard. And then whatever you got going at left tackle with the portal guy that you just added, Mason Murphy, and then others that are on the roster, maybe you're going to get a step closer. I think he's not asking for much, just competency. And hopefully I may be asking for too much. P. Diddy's just asking for competency. So we'll see. But there's one thing that I'm going to allude to in this next question that I think could help with that. And with that, or here we go to the next one. Reconciled. I wish for Xavien Miller to return for another year. Buddy, I think you're going to get this wish. With the NCAA's, or not the NCAA, the court ruling on Diego Pavia, who was suing because he felt like, you know, junior college shouldn't count. And they agreed with him. Junior college shouldn't count against his eligibility. Hey, I like this NIL thing. I want to hang out a little longer. They ruled they agreed with him. So now you basically go, and then the NCAA ruled that everybody for at least 1 year would have a waiver to play again if they chose to play for an additional year that has JUCO eligibility. I'm sorry, that used their JUCO eligibility. They'd get at least 1 year until they could have, you know, appeal or go through the process of, you know, appealing this ruling. But in the meantime, everybody would get a waiver. Well, that includes Xavien Miller, whose eligibility is up based off of his prior 2 years at junior college, and then he played 2 years at Auburn. Well, that's four. So he's out. Well, with this waiver, that gives him an additional year. And I think that is huge for Auburn's offensive line for next year, because he had to jump in the fire a little bit too early, but he was a really good player. He played really well, and when he was healthy, he was probably one of our better offensive linemen. So just having him to be able to come back, and I think he will be invited back. I think that's why you started to see the offensive line recruiting in the portal sort of shut down a little bit. Josh Thompson from Northwestern. I think Auburn would have taken him probably had this thing not happened. And now he's probably going to go to Tennessee. I think it's huge for this offensive line. I think you're going to get your wish. I think you're going to get your wish, and it's going to be something to help create a lot of competition. Like, what if, you know, Mason Murphy, he can play guard and tackle. What if he's your swing guy? What if you can put Xavier Miller on the outside, and then Mason Murphy can slide inside and then compete with Jeremiah Wright at right guard or left guard or whatever. It doesn't matter. Whoever's best gets it. Just so many more options now that he has that option. Now, I don't know if he's going to choose to come back to Auburn. You saw Keontae Scott, who also got the additional years of eligibility. He's taking advantage of his and going into the transfer portal. So I think Xavier Miller is a little bit of a different scenario. I think there's a good chance he probably comes back. But I know he will be invited back. I know they want him back. So could be big for this team. So I hope that wish comes true. I think it probably will. Tank 44. He says he wishes for the Clemson or the Alabama defensive line duo. I assume you're talking about the Alabama guys that went to the state of Alabama guys that went to Clemson. That'd be Peter Woods and TJ Parker. And then the Alabama duo, which has got to be the Carver duo, because they've been wanting to transfer every single time. At least from an Auburn fan perspective, we think they want to transfer to Auburn every single portal period. And that would be, I guess, James Smith and the other guy's name's escaping me. But he's an outside linebacker, edge guy. If I had to say one, you might have a better chance of one or the other. Maybe that Clemson. You may not get both of them, even if they go in the portal at all. I know they put out those tweets, those thank you Clemson tweets. That's the Clemson guys. And everybody sort of freaked out, and everybody sort of thinking, oh, this means they're going into the portal. Does Auburn have a chance? Auburn let two edges kind of slide, so to speak. Probably could have gotten Clev Lubin. Probably could have gotten TJ Searcy, should you have pushed really hard for him. They both go elsewhere. Was it because you're waiting, or did you just miss them? Were you waiting on something else, or did you just miss them? We'll have to see. But either one, I would take one out of – I would take just one of those guys out of those four to choose from. If they were to go to the portal, I think they'd be huge additions. Peter Woods is a stud. He can go where, if he wants to go in the portal, he can go whatever he want, wherever he wanted, and write whatever check he wanted. It's probably the same thing with any one of these guys that we just mentioned. I don't even know if there's a better chance with one over the other. If they go in the portal, Auburn's going to pursue for sure. So we'll see what happens. But that's a good one. I'll take either as well. 5 o'clock, Charlie. Better freaking cleats so that our dudes don't slip five times more than any other team every game. 5 o'clock, Charlie, I think that wish is coming with the Nike switch. Now, I don't know that there's any data out there that says – you're going to slip less in Nike cleats than Under Armour cleats, but I'm going to choose to believe that that's the case. I'm going to choose to believe that that has been scientifically proven, that when you wear Nike cleats, you will not fall. You will not, maybe ever, you won't slip maybe ever in Nike cleats over Under Armour cleats. I'm going to choose to believe that. I'm going to choose to make that a fact, and we'll see. And the first time somebody slips, we'll be ready to go to Adidas. No, but it is every time I think about that, I get excited. I forget about it, I guess, that because it still feels like it's so far away. I really wish that there was some kind of agreement that we could get a sneak peek at A-Day. I don't know if there will be. It should be, because at that point in time, all of your sports except for baseball are done, and baseball will still be wearing Under Armour. So football is technically, you're on the next season. I hope there's some kind of sneak peek. That would be fun. If you got to come out in your Nike, full-on Nike unis with Nike cleats, Nike everything, I think that would be sick. And I guarantee nobody will slip and fall, because science says Nike cleats don't allow you to fall down. And Under Armour cleats are the opposite of that. So hopefully that's the case when we make the switch, 5 o'clock, Charlie. That's a good one. Tenjiro Kamado, one of our favorites. He'll take a Sidarian Morgan and Vodney Cleveland commitment. Those are two big in-state 2026 commits. Prospects. Vodney actually was committed to Bama for about 45 seconds, believe it or not, and then he decommitted. He has a legacy at Auburn. I think he'll be an Auburn Tiger. It is just going to be a matter of time. You got to be patient. But there could be something happening. There could be something happening there that'll make it a lot easier. I'm just going to leave it at that. We'll have to see how it plays out. But there could be something in the near future that may make that a lot easier pull. So we'll just go with that. Sidarian Morgan is a freak. You got Malcolm Simmons from Benjamin Russell. Sidarian Morgan's from Benjamin Russell. Sidarian Morgan looks like he was built out of clay as far as into the most perfect wide receiver / hybrid wide receiver specimen that you could think of. He's going to be a battle with not only Alabama, but every single team in the whole universe is going to come after that kid because he's a monster. I would love to get him early and get him in here because he's going to be a stud. So I'm with you. Those will be two great commitments. I think you got a really, really good chance. I would borderline guarantee one of them. And then the other might be is you got a good chance, but you're going to have to battle and you're going to have a good season too. All of this, all these predictions and all this talk really hinges on having a good season. So you can bookmark this if you want to. And if we have a bad season and don't get either of them, it ain't on me. I'll just leave it at that. But yeah, I like where Auburn sits with both of them. I like Vodney. Vodney's spot a little bit better than Sidarian Morgan's. Not that I think Auburn's behind. I just think it's going to be easier to pull him, and it's going to be a battle for the other. This is a really good one. War Eagle, 1492. He wishes for Deuce to eventually be good enough to earn permission to wear number two from Cam Newton. I love the fact that Cam didn't say no chance. I love the fact that Cam did not say there was no chance that he would ever be able to wear number two. And this is what I've been saying about retired numbers. I love that you could earn the right to wear one, not just be given out of high school. I love the idea that you can earn the right to be able to wear one of these great numbers. It's a fantastic recruiting tool. What if Deuce is good enough? And they have this whole ceremony, this whole presentation where Cam's like handing over his number two jersey. Imagine what other quarterbacks, high school quarterbacks, feel when they see that. Transfer portal quarterbacks, whoever. Imagine what they see. Imagine how much of an impact that would make on them. To the fact that they could possibly have a chance to have Cam Newton hand them off his number two jersey. When I say unretire numbers, I don't mean just literally unretire them and put them up for grabs, but for stuff like that. Same thing with Bo Jackson in 34. Wow. Or like even if it's Pat Sullivan's family handing off the number seven. That would be kind of tricky because you got two quarterbacks, but it could be any position, I guess, of leadership could wear numbers. If that became like the, you know, LSU has a number. I don't know what it is. I think it's 18. Texas A&M obviously has number 12. If seven kind of became that, and then obviously 88 sticks with the wide receiver. So, I mean, I love this. I love this, and I'm with you. If Deuce becomes good enough to wear number two, watch out. Got a little bit of basketball flavor coming up. D. Moultrie. I want Chad Baker to win the MVP of the Final Four NCAA tournament. What a redemption story. Write the script. Like, print it, write the book, write the script, film the movie. That would be epic. From getting tossed from the first round and essentially costing your team an NCAA tournament run to maybe becoming the MVP of the Final Four NCAA tournament. That'd be incredible. It's going to be tough for him to do that over some of his own teammates because they're all really good, but that would be fun. And holy cow, what a story. What a story that would be. I'm really pulling for Chad. He's doing a lot of things on the leadership side that are really speaking to me, speaking volumes about him and how far he's come just from last year. So that would be a great one. Preacher, one of the funniest guys on the board. He wants to play Yale again in the NCAA tournament and win by 58. That's very specific. That would be a huge margin of victory in the NCAA tournament. I don't know how many times they've ever had that spread of points, but I'm with you. I want to dominate them if we get a chance to play them again. There's part of me that doesn't want to play them again though. But yeah, if you get them in the first round and you can beat them by 60, lay it on them. Don't stop. Don't pull anybody. Just go. Just run and gun. And put it on them. I'm with you. This is kind of goes back to the earlier JUCO talk. Aub Davis, 1992. I want CBM to get another year of eligibility because he's one of my favorite players, and I feel next year's team he'd be the guy. Well, I mean, according to this ruling and this waiver, he would get an extra year of eligibility. So surely we want him back because we're losing everybody. Surely if he could come back, he's played a ton of college basketball, but surely if you can get him back, you would. I don't know why you would not want him back unless I'm just trying to think of a scenario where you wouldn't want him back. I don't think there is one. Everything that he brings to the team, another year, man, leadership, because you're going to have essentially a whole new team. In theory, he's got the waiver for 1 year. He only played one. He played 1 year JUCO basketball. I think it works for him too. So maybe he can come back. That'd be massive for that next year's team. That's going to be a huge rebuild. It'd be great to have Chad Baker here a part of that. From Taylor Korn, one of our faves. Her wish is for Janai Brim to win Naismith Player of the Year, essentially the Heisman Trophy for basketball, and right now he's on a really good pace. It's hard to point to someone better than him. The only negative he's got against him is when he got hurt, that counted as one of his games. So it really brought down his averages. So he only had 4 points and maybe no rebounds. So that kind of hurt his averages. But I think hopefully, even though human voters seem to have some sort of issue with giving Auburn any credit for anything, I think he's on a really good pace to do that. I think they would probably overlook that. I would love to. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt here. That the as long as it's not the AP voters. If it's the AP voters, then Janai doesn't have a chance. But if it's different type riders, different type voters, then maybe he's got a shot. So he's on a really good pace. That would be fun because it's never happened at Auburn. I don't believe that would be something really, really fun. Just to add to all of the things, all of the heights that Bruce Pearl's brought us to as far as basketball is concerned. I didn't even know this award existed. I looked it up. Your boy George, he says he would personally love to see Chad Baker Mazzara win the Julius Erving Award, which is the best small forward in college basketball. That is what that award is. That is what position Chad plays. And kind of going back to the theme of the previous question about Chad, a couple of questions about Chad is, you know, he's turned the corner so much, him taking sort of Ja'Kai Howard under his wing, giving up minutes to let him let Ja'Kai like develop. I'm with you. That would be something really cool. And then if you add that with the MVP of the NCAA tournament, maybe getting another year of eligibility, like holy cow, right? The movie would be incredible. The movie would be made just that would be a box office hit, I think. People would go to watch it even if they didn't like Chad, I think. I think that would be a really, really cool story. And that would be another great award. Just give us all the awards. Let's just win all the awards for 2025, for this upcoming basketball season, this current basketball season. Let's win all the awards. And the last thing, and you got to end on this one. I mean, why not? In 2025, it's happened before. It's happened before. We've had the clean sweep before. Let's see if we can do it again. Ramsey 590 beat Alabama in every athletic event in 2025. There has been a big three sweep before. I don't feel like it was that very long ago. There has been a big three sweep before. I'd love to see Auburn do it again. Win both basketball games. If you get them in the tournament, the SEC tournament, do it again. Then you got baseball, sweep them in baseball, and then hopefully you got the Iron Bowl at home coming up this fall. This next fall in 2025, maybe you can pull off the big three sweep again. And then, hey, let's get them in gymnastics. Let's get them in women's basketball. Let's get them in softball. Let's just sweep them all across the board. That'd be fantastic. But I know there has been a big three sweep before. I wish I would have gone back and looked at it exactly when it was. I don't feel like it was that long ago, but I'd love to have a big three sweep. Throw golf in the mix too. Ice hockey. We got an ice hockey team. Lacrosse, got a buddy, coaches lacrosse. Let's just sweep them all across everything. Club sports, scholarship sports, track and field, whatever. Let's just go wire to wire. That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome for 2025. So that's all we have. That's all the Christmas wishes. I know it's a day after Christmas, but hey, let's carry that theme. I know everybody, if you still got your Christmas tree up, it's totally fine to still be talking about Christmas. So I know most of y'all probably still got your Christmas tree up. So I really appreciate you guys listening, hanging in there with us through the holidays. It's been a lot of fun, and we're going to keep going. So we'll be back again tomorrow. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. Again, we're going to be back again tomorrow to have some fun, talk a little transfer portal and things like that. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening. And drive home safely.